eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time
to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
Brian mentioned him and I were texting. You know, maybe I had a few drinks Friday night and I was texting these guys. I may or may not have. But I was going back and forth with Brian and Dave Bonio, who runs the Web Zone site. Just talking about kind of what the Niners are doing, as we do sometimes, just kind of you know, shooting shit or whatever. Brian was pretty optimistic, like he likes what's going on. I have concerns. Not so much that, like, listen, I don't think they're going to be bad this year. They're still going to be a playoff team. But the way that I looked at this offseason, and I guess the way that I am still looking at this offseason, is kind of like this. So the Niners, I thought, would be about two things. One, trying to add talent to get one more run out of this core, and also trying to retool for 2025. So sort of two things at once. Now, almost everybody they've brought in, well, it is everybody they brought in, is basically a one-year deal.
One or two.
Anybody that's they can like get out of them. Like it's 1 year and then you don't need that. That 2 year can go away. It's not like they're committed to people. I don't think any of them really for 2 years. Maybe Gross Matos, I'd have to look at the contract. But you know, even somebody like Malik Collins, who I like, Leonard Floyd, these are one-year deal guys. Floyd's 32, Collins, I think, is 29, and the rest is all kind of 1 year. So it seems to me now what they're doing is they're looking at short-term fixes, knowing that they're going to have to pay Purdy, and they're making moves around that. And I know that they can structure Purdy's contract in a way where the higher cap hits go come down the line a little bit, but they still are going to go from like $1 million to whatever that first year has. It's still going to be something that they have to consider. So at that point, what's going to happen is your core group is going to shift. Some of these older players are not going to be there anymore. They're just not. Trent Williams is not going to play. He's 50 years old. He's 37 years old. Yeah. George Kittle's in his 30s. You have guys who are getting older now that you're going to transition away from. And I don't care what anybody says, the last three drafts have hurt them. Absolutely hurt them. So really, if what Mike Silver says is true, and there's no reason to think that what Mike says isn't true because he's usually right, Hufanga is not even guaranteed a starting spot. You don't know what he's going to come back from his knee. He already didn't have, you know, the best speed in the world, right? He wasn't the fastest guy. So maybe they're just saying, you know, look, we don't know with his knee. We're not going to pay him. So that's one more person in these last three drafts that isn't a foundational piece. Aaron Banks likely won't get a second contract, and he's not a foundational player anyway. So you have Purdy, maybe Lenore, and that's it. After you got in the previous drafts, Warner and Kittle and Bosa, Debo, Greenlaw, Ayuk, and all these guys that you were able to build around, bring in free agents and trades around them. So that's the thing too. Like, and that's why I think the 2024 draft is so important.
Yeah.
They need to infuse this team with young talent, youth, guys who are going to be, you're going to be able to build around for the next 3 or 4 years and give second contracts to. Not Eli Mitchell is not, he's a good draft pick, but he's not a foundational piece draft pick, right? If you have guys like that who are role player, good draft pick late, but he's not a foundational piece who's going to be a Fred Warner. The Niners are that, are as good as they are right now. They're the 49ers because of all those guys I just named, all these foundational pieces that they drafted and be able to give second contracts to. Even Eric Armstead, who's now gone, but he was a guy previous regime, but this regime gave him the second contract. He's been a foundational piece. Where are those guys after 2024? They better find him in the draft.
Yeah.
That's kind of where my head is right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And I feel like, that's why I feel like if you step back and look at the moves that they've made, what these moves are going to allow them to be is flexible in the draft, right? This team had needs. It needed to revamp this defensive line. It needed a defensive end opposite Nick Bosa. We believe that there needs to be an upgrade along the offensive line. I think this team views the offensive line as, if we can get an upgrade, we would love to. We're not going to be able to do that in free agency. We don't have the money. So we have to look to the draft for that. But they don't have a need like, we don't have a starting right tackle. We don't have a starting right guard, right? Like, on the offensive side of the ball, every player that had a massive influence on the offense, who played the majority of the snaps, everybody is coming back. The offense is whole, and it was going to be anyway. It was the defense that we saw a lot of departures, because, again, it was kind of patchwork together, trades, you know, picked up Randy Gregory off the trash heap, like all of that stuff. But I think what they did was they said, all right, so we're going to use free agency to fill the holes that we know we have on defense, which is defensive line upgrades and depth, cornerback depth, which is where that Isaac Yiadom signing comes. They also signed Chase Lucas, who's probably just a special teams guy. They also upgraded a lot of the special teams areas with some of these signings, which, again, isn't sexy, but, you know, it is what it is. But what I think all of this allowed them to do, while they didn't make any splash signings, no big trades, nothing like that, which we anticipated that they might, because they're trying to run it back for one more season, they are still, in my opinion, along the defensive line, better than they were in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Leonard Floyd is a proven pass rusher. He has averaged 10 sacks over the last four seasons. You nailed it on the last episode. The last defensive end opposite Nick Bosa to have six or more sacks was D Ford in 2019. Since 2019, there hasn't been a defensive end on the team opposite Nick Bosa who's had more than six sacks. Now, you might be screaming,
Arden Key might have too.
I don't think he had six and a half. I think he had less than that. But, but some of you might be yelling about, who's the Chris Kasurek special from the Detroit Lions. No, from the Detroit Lions. He came over. He had like nine sacks, but that was the year that Bosa went down, right? So again, we're talking about opposite Bosa.
You're talking Kerry Hyder?
Kerry Hyder, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
So the defensive line is better, right? And if you look at, I think the move that is the most shrewd that they made is the trade for Malik Collins. Malik Collins
really is, good trade. Yeah.
Is 2 years younger than Arik Armstead. He played almost 200 more snaps than Armstead did in 2023. And he had the same level of production as Armstead. Now you can look at that and go, well, obviously Armstead's better because he had 200 less snaps, but still the same level of production. And I understand that. But again, what you're trying to replace is Armstead's production. So you're doing that, and instead of paying Arik Armstead $28 million against the cap, you're paying Malik Collins $8 million against the cap. That's a shrewd move. I like that move a lot. Collins replaces Armstead in that alpha team rotation. And then you've got Yeter Gross-Matos, who to me is like Charles Omenihu. He's got inside-outside versatility. And again, a depth piece there. You've got Floyd to bookend Bosa. And then you've got guys that you also have to allow your young guys to step up, like a Drake Jackson, like a Robert Beal Jr., right? Like, you have got to allow those players the opportunity to show that they can produce for your team. And so what they did was, with value signings, they plugged the holes so that in the draft, they can be flexible and go best player available, right? They don't have to be pigeonholed into taking a need because there's a starter that they don't have and they got to find it in the draft. And I think that's where it's a smart way to go about it, because like you said, they're going to have needs all over this team. And if they're pigeonholed into needs for 2024 in the draft, then they're not drafting best player available that could be a strength for the team moving forward. So that's where
the window open.
Yeah. So that's where I'm like, they did enough to still be able to compete. Now, I again think the defensive line is better. I think the team is just as talented as it was in 2023, and the offense is coming back complete. And I think they are in position to compete in 2024, whether they win it or not, hard to know. That's another conversation, but they at least set themselves up for this one last ride, but also to begin to set themselves up for the future by being flexible in the draft rather than tied to having to fill a need.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.